resume. I love to finish a good book. I hate to reach the end. I am a night owl and an early bird and a dog lover with cats. I like animals more than people and eat lobster sometimes and veal. I love to save money. I love to spend yen for a million bucks and write poetry. I work hard every day, get nothing done, and seek the secret of the universe in order to ignore it. I want to live a long, healthy life so I can smoke cigars and drink beer and whiskey to the end. Once in a while, I visit the pub, maybe meet a woman, bring her home, break the silence of the night with Rapture's Song of Life, capture the wind, maybe go home alone, drunk enough not to feel the sting of the empty bed, or worry liquor's cruel humor beats off my good time. I sweep the floor, comb my hair, cover my rear, and always start all over. I am like the rest of the world. I tell a fat joke to a thin girl. She cries. An old fellow says he feels young and struggles on his walker and falls. Men are always killed by men, good men right away. The better the man, the greater the chain, the thicker the stone, the taller the cross. Big lizards land in shallow graves, roaches inherit tomorrow, mountains tumble, stars tell stories long before chatter stops at the window's edge. From the sun, the earth rises, and to the sun sets, and if I look too long, the light will foster darkness. So I spend the morning curled in dirty sheets, underdone, hungover, alone, and pray the secret of the universe loses its way, knocks on the door, jumps out from under the bed, all eyes and teeth, sting ready, and I will do nothing but stub my cigar on the open page, scrape my plate on the windowsill, and stare into the sun.
On 441 from Micanopy to Gainesville. The cranes, do you see them? Arms outstretched, do you see them? No, not those spiked behemoths building empty cathedrals towering above the trees. My trees, I saw them. They saw me. The trees, do you see them? Circling the prairie from all sides, they sit so high, a canopy. My canopy. Do you see them? He said, I see your passion, but slow down. Yes. But also, don't you feel it? My soul filled, heart healed, the cranes flap, arms outstretched, to go and come back to hear the people who talk about petty and diddly and seminal winds and the trees. Look at these trees, the man from out of town said, looking up a passerby. I love the trees. Welcome to Gainesville, the trees whisper as we walk. That's my godmother, my sister said of the tall oak tree with her wise face so elegant and sturdy in front of the bay window of our home laid upon her gentle slope, her crown of leaves casting soft, safe shadows around us. The storms, they explained of the giant hole that stole her place filled with sawdust, a permanent yellow impression where once she stood. It could fall on the house. You are not to be affected, they tell you. You are not to care. So look away and don't see it. Look away, look away. Do you see the cranes? Do you see them? Beautiful deep blue sky and speckles of white against green and grays, arms outstretched. Thank you. The forgiveness bell bellows so clear, Samara's hands are at her ears. Loud! But she takes the hammer from my hand, and in her hand, she cannot fully grasp it. Regardless, she strikes the rusted metal with enough strength to make the bell call softly.
In the Sears, Roebuck & Company catalog of 1900, a page after the Hausmann emasculator device and a page before the Kava Kava non-alcoholic temperance wine, sits two pages of the Heidelberg alternating current electric belt, whose models run between $4 for the cheapest contraption and $18 for the giant power belt. And the purpose of these belts was to restore vigor, especially in that area just below the waistline, for there is a loop that wraps around the testicles and supposedly zaps those suckers back to a youthful vim. Mind you now, in 1900, for $8, you could buy a full-length couch. For under $3, there was the new Piper rifle, and it's only $5 for a graphophone, and I don't even know what the hell that is, but it's got to be better than an electric noose for your balls. I don't care how much the wife bitches about little limping Louie. Who knows how many people killed themselves in 1900 trying to revive resting Randy Rocket by rocketing him into an electrical outlet or whatever source of electricity one could find back then, because he couldn't afford the Heidelberg electric jockstrap. Just stuck sad, shrunken Stevie in a battery and hope for the best. And don't tell me nobody was that stupid, because you and I will laugh at that joke after we look up from our latest fad diet book. Sometimes on nights after my wife falls asleep, I head out for a walk and stare at the dark windows. I wonder if someone in there is using the belt, someone for whom the pills have failed, trying to coax one last jolt out of the old Heidelberg, telling his lover to be patient, he'll be out in a moment. As the science of burnt nutsack wafts through the house, I wonder about these things as my wife sleeps, and electric lamps piss their erratic yellow light on me.
Today was the last day, and then it was all over. No more water in the ocean, no more plovers flying overhead, no more sunrises, or grasshoppers, or violet in the rainbow, and we never got a chance to kiss.
What if the last wind blew in the last desert flower? Wouldn't we be wrong to miss that moment and say goodbye to all those things with the feeling of forever held between two people with soft lips and strawberry tongues searching for unspoken words? What if the storm was over and would never return? If spiders wrapped themselves in their own webs and waited for death? If magic held no secrets anymore? Wouldn't that kiss taste like cherries in winter? Wouldn't that kiss be blossoms and wine, melon and honey, laughter under oak, where initials carved in wood spelled out our names? It's so quiet now, and I'm thinking of you, thinking of warmth. I am thinking of soft hair on your neck, the sound of your breath, your eyes capturing the starlight, thinking of whispering, take me there with you. Take me to the end and after. One kiss. Just one. Before the darkness comes.